Namo Buddhaya. In Buddhism, there is a practice called sila. Sila is the way of self-discipline and moral conduct and virtuous behavior. So let's talk about sila from this video. So fundamentally, all Buddhists practice five precepts. These five precepts are abstaining from killing beings, abstaining from stealing, abstaining from sexual misconduct, abstaining from telling lies, and abstaining from using intoxicating drinks and drugs. So these are the five precepts that all laymen and laywomen practice. And on Poya days or full moon Poya days and full moon days, which is a special day for all Buddhists, they practice eight precepts. And for a novice monk or a junior monk, they get 10 precepts to practice. And for a senior monk or a higher ordained monk, they have 227 precepts to practice. So a lot of disciplinary codes and a lot of precepts and a lot of, you might think, a lot of rules, right? This is a complaint that most of the time that I hear from people who are new to Buddhism. They say, oh, there are a lot of rules, there are a lot of disciplinary codes, and there are a lot of restrictions. It kind of steals my freedom. But here's the thing, Buddhist precepts are not meant to be rules. They are not rules. They are self-disciplinary virtues that Buddha introduced to practice to keep the mind out of regret and to keep the mind more wholesome, to bring the mind to a more wholesome state. So why did Buddha introduce this practice as a sila or a disciplinary, these virtues or moral conducts or precepts? Why did he do that? The reason is the Buddha realized when someone engaged in such activities like breaking a precept, it accumulates bad karma or unwholesome karma. And what unwholesome karma leads to? That leads to suffering or regret. For an example, if someone kills animals or kill living beings, that needs to, he must create a lot of unwholesome intentions like violence, cruelty, and harmful thoughts, right? So these thoughts will lead to harmful results or suffering. The Buddha said that intention is the karma. Chetanaham bhikkhave kammang vadami. Monks, I say, the intention is the karma. So as intention is the karma, if someone generates more unwholesome intentions, then he will accumulate more unwholesome karma, which leads to unwholesome results or suffering as a result. So the Buddha said, it is much better to stay away from these actions, which leads to suffering in life. And that is why Buddha introduced sila as a practice to be disciplined from your body and from your words to live a life of less regret, right? So most of the time, people when they commit or when they do these such offenses, or I would say when they do such unwholesome actions, what is the final result? It leads to the regret. Right? They think like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. Maybe after a long time, they'll think like, I shouldn't have done that. To stay away from that regret, to stay away from your mind complaining to yourself that you're a bad person, you did this bad thing. To stay away from that, the Buddha said, be disciplined. Live a life of self-discipline or live a virtuous life. That is why Buddha introduced these precepts as sila. And also remember that if someone breaks such a precept, there is not a person or there is not any god who is going to punish that person. Buddha is not coming to punish you, okay? So if someone breaks the precepts, the Buddha introduced a way to make it correct, okay? If you did a mistake, the Buddha said that it is okay to do mistakes. Mistakes can happen, but you have to correct that mistake. Understand that mistake as a mistake, okay? Understand that offense as an offense and correct it. The way to correct an offense or a mistake is to be open up. Do not hide that offense. Do not keep that mistake in your life and hide it and cover up and live like pretend to be a good person. The Buddha said, if you did something, if you did an offense, be opened up. Tell it to a wise person who can understand you and who can forgive you. Tell it to that person and free your mind. Okay, that is why in monks' tradition, usually in monks' disciplinary codes, if a monk did an offense, or it is called apatti in monks' tradition, if apatti has happened, a mistake has happened, the way that we can correct that mistake is to go to a brother monk or a spiritual companion and to be open up to him, to say that I did this offense. This mistake has happened within me, so I'm going to correct it. I'm trying my best to protect and to be disciplined hereafter. And that is the way that we correct our mistakes. So you may be wondering, what is the use of practicing sila or being disciplined? So in Kimattiya Sutta, the Buddha explained this to Venerable Ananda. Venerable Ananda asked from the Buddha, Bhante, what is the purpose and benefit of wholesome, virtuous behavior, which is sila? The Buddha says, Ananda, the purpose and benefit of wholesome, virtuous behavior is non-regret. By practicing sila, it leads to non-regret. And what is the purpose and benefit of non-regret? The purpose and benefit of non-regret is joy. And what is the purpose and benefit of joy? The purpose and benefit of joy is rapture, is more spiritual pleasure. And what is the purpose and benefit of rapture? The purpose and benefit of rapture is tranquility. And what is the purpose and benefit of tranquility? The purpose and benefit of tranquility is pleasure. And what is the purpose and benefit of pleasure? The purpose and benefit of pleasure is concentration. And what is the purpose and benefit of concentration? The purpose and benefit of concentration is the knowledge and vision of things as they are, the realization of reality. And what, Bhante, is purpose and benefit of the knowledge and vision of the things as they are? The purpose and benefit of knowledge and vision of things as they are is disenchantment and dispassion. And what is the purpose and benefit of disenchantment and dispassion? The purpose and benefit of disenchantment and dispassion is the knowledge and vision of liberation. So the whole practice, whole steps, leads to the liberation. So one must practice the Buddhist precepts to find the liberation, which we call vimukti in Buddhist tradition. So being disciplined, it will make you liberate. So someone can think being disciplined and having these disciplinary codes will lead to like restricted life, more difficult life, more boring life, someone can say. Usually people say that, oh, monks' life is so boring, they have a lot of things to, like a lot of restrictions and a lot of rules to practice, it is difficult, it is boring. Actually, the monk's life is so interesting and more enjoyable and more happy because so many things, like you haven't tried this, that is why some people think that this is boring, but this is one thing, one life that one can enjoy very much and which is very peaceful. So always remember, by being disciplined, you can free your mind. And that is why we believe that discipline leads to the freedom. So that is why in Buddhism, it is practiced the sila or the self-discipline. So this is a little information about sila, or the practice of self-discipline in Buddhism. So I hope you got some idea about this. So let's meet in the next video. Namo Buddhaya.